Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, Patreon edition, starring Dave Schilling, Wade Boggs, Kobe Bryant, Joey Devine, Steve Garvey, Tristan Thompson, Tom Brady, Sean Keane, musical guest Gulch, and now the permanent host of the Round Ball Rock Patreon, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your permanent host of the Round Ball Rock Patreon. And if you're listening to this on the regular feed, congratulations, some news broke today, and we were going to take the week off, so you are getting a little bit of a bonus. You'll be able to hear the rest of the episode at patreon.com/roundrockpod. I'm here, as always, with our good friend, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I got trade fever still.
Oh, boy.
It's, like we said, it's the incurable. Only cure is more trades, but then you're more hooked.
Yeah, it's before we talk about that, though, real quick, yeah. I want to talk about a tweet I just saw, Sean.
It's not
basketball related, but it's from Adam Levine from CNN, not the other Adam Levine, not LaMarcus Aldridge superfan Adam Levine.
Not the guy who's got moves like Jagger.
No, not he's look, he's the LaMarcus Aldridge superfan. Don't ever forget that.
It's the LaMarcus Aldridge of like pop music.
This Adam Levine tweeted, new, three former U.S. presidents, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, are volunteering to get their COVID-19 vaccines on camera in order to promote public confidence in the vaccine safety, at Jamie Gangel reports.
My God.
I'm sorry.
What's that for, exactly?
That is my question.
I do not understand this. Like, I guess it's from Ellen. Did Ellen set this up?
Yeah, she must have, right? It was Ellen or Ghislaine Maxwell.
That is like the weirdest thing is that people. Just
I know who set it up. Actually, it was Enes Kanter.
Oh right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Three of those guys. Remember when Kanter? Well, I have a feeling he had trouble getting through to Obama after calling LeBron James princess when he was playing for the Knicks. Man, doesn't that feel like that happened 20 years ago?
Sure does.
That is like one of the weakest moments of trash talk in the history of spoken word.
Also, listeners of the podcast, I just want to thank you real quick for turning off your new favorite podcast, the Rogue Bogues podcast, to listen to this show.
No, finally, Andrew Bogut will be able to say what he thinks.
You know what he's not going to do on the Rogue Bogues podcast? Take the vaccine.
I was like, thinking about like the Rogan Bogues.
Joe Rogan, you know what? Joe Rogan taking the vaccine on his podcast would actually make more people take the vaccine rather than these three fucking war criminals.
wouldn't everybody try to get the vaccine canceled? Like, ugh, Joe Rogan endorsed the vaccine. And then Pfizer's got to like apologize. Like, we know he said some things in previous episodes and he let those UFC fighters say that COVID was a hoax. And like, first Bernie Sanders and now COVID.
So let me get this straight. This vaccine, can you fill my deprivation tank with it and I can just float in it? Will that work?
Interesting. Cool. Yeah, I read about that. That's pretty much what Rogan does during these interviews. Cool. Yeah.
Here's a question about Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Does he realize how disastrously this book tour is going for him?
I haven't been paying that much attention because I'm like simultaneously so resentful of Obama and just being this administration just being like, oh, it's Obama too. Remember how great things were for working people in 2015? And it's like, wait, no, it was awful. It was disastrous. And meanwhile, at the same time, like, everyone in my family is like listening to the audiobook. And also like, my sister, my pregnant sister got a Barack Obama print for the nursery. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I'm like,
Oh, you're like, maybe you should get on Twitter.
Yeah, I was like, I like the Frida Kahlo one a lot. Oh, and Jane Addams, the first social worker. That's cool. Like, oh, Pablo Neruda, that's good. And RBG and Obama. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is there a Neera Tanden one right next
to it? There's not a Neera Tanden. You know, the news hadn't broken yet.
I think.
It's probably
Janet really Yellen. Cool. Did they put Janet Yellen in the room? All right.
She's going to be in the room where it happened. No, she's saving up for the Janet Yellen musical that Lin-Manuel Miranda's going to write. And I've taken some stabs at it myself.
Anyway, I open up Twitter every day, and it seems like everyone is always yelling about three things. Something Barack Obama said that has angered the left.
Yes.
And something some dumb magazine writer has tweeted at not knowing that things exist outside of New York.
That's a stand-up comedian.
So, no, yeah. there was also a writer the day after, if you remember right.
Oh, Lux Alpertum?
Yeah.
She's like a dildo. She's like, right?
Yeah, she's like a porn writer. Not that there's anything wrong with
but
that.
But she's also a
huge idiot.
You know, we love sex workers on this podcast, but yet we don't like bootlicking Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex workers, you know what I mean?
And classic books? That's the other thing everyone's
Twitter
yelling
hates,
about.
Moby Dick and Huck Finn.
Well, and don't forget, we're always on the razor's edge of starting Infinite Jest discourse at any moment.
Oh
on
my
Twitter.
God. Which is so weird because it's like, that's just a book that, much like Moby Dick, is just very, like Infinite Jest is so off-putting in its structure. Mm-hmm. It's just like not a bold take to be like, hey, that one sucks. It's like, yeah, it's pretty clear you're going to be getting something pretty ridiculous here. That there's 150 pages of footnotes. Like, you can decide whether you're going to like that book pretty fast.
Whenever I read tweets about like women complaining about like dudes loving Infinite Jest, I realize like how
sexist you are?
No.
No.
How, like, uncool I was, because it's always the Smiths in Infinite Jest, and I was a heartbreaking work of staggering genius and Replacements man. It's like I was almost right there, but like the Hydrox of that guy to the Oreo of the Infinite Jest guy.
Well, I very much was like, I was an Infinite Jest guy for sure. But not even like I was advocating for it. I was just like, well, I've read it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it clearly fits my brain. But I've never, I'm not sure I've ever like told someone I've dated to read a single book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just like, hey, this is a work of literature that's actually funny. That's like my determining factor too. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, this really weird Irish novel called The Third Policeman. Once you realize that much of it is jokes, you're going to really like it. Also that is a big part of Huck Finn and Moby Dick, actually, mm-hmm. that authors like to fuck around with that stuff.
Anyway,
and your main character is not always someone you're endorsing.
Anyway, can't wait to see what book Twitter's going to be mad at tomorrow. Well,
doesn't he have to have like, well, I guess he has his iTunes playlist that you're supposed to listen to while you read the book.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't have a book unless he like drops a mixtape, and then he can.
Is Shay Serrano on the mixtape? Is Shay Serrano on that Spotify mix?
Wouldn't that be amazing if Barack Obama's book, like this big touted memoir, just had all these pages where you were like, there was like 3 sentences on that. Where's your graph? And he's just like ranking things in the White House. And you're like, but didn't you work on this for a while, dude? And he's like, I've been kind of kicking back. We've just been talking to Netflix. My dude Shay. FOH, baby.
Anyway, yeah, people were mad at Obama because of I guess Steph Curry interviewed him today.
Yeah.
And also, you know, all the weddings he drone striked.
So here's my question. Mm-hmm. Like, have we gone into such like a different level of online dunk mode in the last 5 years? Because it even feels like Twitter made some adjustments that are like, hey, you can't just pile on people in the replies. And now it's like, yeah, the new ratio is quote tweets.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah, oh, it's way worse.
Because it's like
one thing. It's like doing like an unflattering caricature of someone underneath you making fun of them. It like lets you directly like kick the person you're bullying into the middle of a circle and be like, look at that idiot.
Yeah, it's like making it more confusing to retweet is like really Twitter being like, are you sure you don't want to say something mean about that sarcastic retweet you're doing right now?
I have said, Joey, sometimes when I'm retweeting you at Frankie Muniz, I'm tempted to add commentary because of that feature.
Whereas get blocked.
It's always just been like a clean retweet. They all of those tweets stand for themselves.
Look, if we ever get blocked by him, this show is over.
That's true. But also, like, why would he block me? I retweet him all the time, and I've never quote tweeted him except to say positive things and wish him well.
Just don't tell him to go to bed. That's how Lights, Camera, Jackson blocked me.
Right. You have been blocked by child movie critic. Now a legal adult.
Yeah.
Lights, Camera, so that vaccine. But, like, what a weird, like, all-star team. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it feel like it's almost like a team of supervillains at this point. It's like, oh, Bill Clinton, great. So this will work on sex predators. That's good to know.
Well, our friend, a friend of ours, who I don't want to name because the joke is maybe a little controversial, texted me, good thing Obama is going to take the vaccine on camera, just like that glass of water in Flint.
Yep.
We
all forgot about that, didn't we?
This has been 15 minutes.
Yeah, anyway, but like with Bush, that's not going to reassure anyone that vaccines don't give you autism. if our second dumbest president, no, he's our dumbest president, right?
I think Trump is dumber.
I think he's dumb. I think George W. Bush is. Well,
Bush would at least read a piece of paper that you handed him.
Yeah, but he made every briefing get summarized to to like a single page.
Sure, but Trump refused to read the paragraph.
He's lazier. I don't think he's stupider, though. He definitely has the worst work ethic of any president we've ever had. And that
includes Taft.
George W. Bush, a guy who would spend months on a ranch sawing branches apart.
Yeah, like he was Larry Bird.
Secret Service had like collected for him to chainsaw. And that was like what he was doing while New Orleans was flooding. But anyway, like, yeah, so you're like, oh, well, George seems fine.
What network is going to air that? All of them?
All of them. I want to see Vice doing theirs, where a guy's like, we're going undercover gonzo journalism. He's taking the vaccine, too. Action Bronson takes the vaccine. That's who it would be for Vice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, Action Bronson should get the vaccine. For his great work in the film The Irishman.
Who should who's the first famous person you think who should get the vaccine?
Dr. Fauci? That seems wrong.
No. Come on. There's plenty of him.
Yeah. Honestly, like, it was like almost a relief that Trump was going to fire him, because it's like, all right. We already acted like we really liked him. Like, we've been through this with Robert Mueller already, where people are like, this hero. And they're like, we don't know anything about him. He seemed like he was antagonistic to a guy we didn't like, but kind of wasn't. Like, he kept going to work. It wasn't like he quit. Like, I had to protest this guy. It was just like, Trump's just like, I'm not going to talk to this idiot anymore. Okay, so what celebrity? Like, the person who deserves it the most?
Yeah, like, who do you think should get it?
I mean, Don Nelson, but
yeah,
but I kind of feel like he's maybe like a bad lifestyle example. Like, do you really think Nelly is like that strictly social distancing?
Yes. Think about where he lives.
Well, Hawaii's kind of safe, I guess, but I think. I don't know. He probably has some resentment as being like a bed and breakfast owner during a pandemic.
Do you think he got a small business loan?
No, he doesn't need one. No, he's very financially savvy.
Yeah, but do you think he got one for his daughter who runs the bed and breakfast? Maybe.
Nah, I think he's like. Like, Nelly was like investing in real estate in paperwork. The 70s, right? Who should get it? I'm going to say somebody, it probably shouldn't be an athlete. They've gotten some of the medical resources.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that in a minute.
A smidge more than the average American.
Mm-hmm.
Who should get it?
I'm going to tell you who my choice is.
Okay, who's your
choice? Luol Deng. He's been through enough. Oh,
my God. Does it work on someone who's had like all the spinal fluid drained out of their body by John Paxson?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it does. I'm gonna say those old twins in San Francisco.
Are they still alive? I hope so.
I should probably check that. But also, it's a good, like, medically, it's a good. Oh, they're dead. They are not alive.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Sorry. Twins. I mean, they made it to age 87.
Okay.
So congratulations, twins.
You know what? I think I've decided. Sean Hyken, okay. He gets it.
Sean Hyken gets the vaccine?
That's the first famous person who gets the vaccine. Yeah. All right, we got to get to the news.
I'll have a better answer later, but yeah. I won't pick someone who's deceased.
All right, let's go to the news.
Yeah.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, Sean. Our first story.
Oh, by the way, I think Bob Dylan should get the vaccine.
I don't.
I just want like hundreds of sports writers to subscribe to the podcast, Joey.
Well, then you say Bruce Springsteen, right?
No, it's Dylan's, like, the people who are going to like Round Ball Rock, those are Dylan people.
Okay, fair enough.
With Dylan podcasts.
I mean, Dylan should obviously get the vaccine, and everyone should get the vaccine. I just don't. I mean, he shouldn't get it first.
It's got to be killing him not to tour, Joey.
Oh, you know what? Bruce Hornsby. He's who should get the vaccine.
I mean,
first.
He beat Allen Iverson.
If you beat Allen Iverson one-on-one, you get the vaccine.
He's basically, and it's like you can't in good conscience give it to Bill Walton, but Bruce Hornsby was sort of in the Grateful Dead, so.
Right. All right, Sean. We played the news drop already, so we gotta talk about news.
Sorry, we gotta power.
First off, 10% of the NBA has COVID. How you feeling about this upcoming season?
Nervous, witchy. I mean, having looked at other professional sports, like the NFL just played their Thanksgiving game on Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going great.
No.
It's not gonna go that
You know
great,
what the but... difference is, too?
What's that?
The NBA plays inside.
Yeah, that'll make a difference. Uh-huh. But I mean, doesn't Joe Lacob have a solution for that, Joey?
It's too soon.
Oh, it's too soon.
Okay. Yeah.
No, this seems like a bad idea. Like it was when they decided they needed to do the bubble, which was really hard on everybody, but also did not lead to a super spreader event. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's weird because it's hard to fault the leagues as much when the government gave up.
Mm-hmm.
When it's kind of like, well, I guess no one's going to get any help from the government at all
right.
from this. So I'm pretty sure it's kind of like, well, I guess there's, this is the Wild West. Like America just, there's not really any rules for anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't we give it a shot, you know? It would be weird if the NBA, like, decided that they freaked out and they finally were like, you know what? That one writer was right. Our politics are turning people off. And Adam Silver just does this about face and is like, reopen Phoenix! Reopen Orlando! Reopen Minneapolis! Reopen Brooklyn! And then, like, suddenly the NBA becomes this really popular sport. Like, Spencer Hawes is back in the league as
the Rogue Bogues podcast bumps off. It bumps off the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah. It was like, no, we need this guy. This guy really knows what he's saying. And suddenly it just becomes this bizarre sport where, like, all these people are like, we want Nico Mannion. We want Nico Mannion. Michael Porter Jr. starts the All-Star game. Of a write-in campaign from Breitbart.
I hate that scenario. No, thank you. But I also hate the reality. I am feeling like I really want to watch Steph Curry play basketball again, but I also don't want Steph Curry to die. So it's like a weird thing where also I want to keep doing the podcast. And look, I could keep just reviewing James Dolan songs.
Yeah, we could. That's not ideal, but we will do it.
Yeah, like you don't.
JD and the Straight Shot was your most played artist on Spotify this year, Joe.
I feel like I need to explain that. I was sheltering at home the entire time with another person who doesn't like the music I listen to, so I only listened to 100 hours of Spotify this year.
Yeah, not in a car. Yeah, you probably listened to like a lot. You haven't listened to very much Rogue Bogues yet.
No, no Rogue Bogues, only Rogue Bosch. Been listening to a lot of Rogue Bosch lately. But back to, like, I'm conflicted, Sean. It sucks.
But it's good for business.
It's not, though. I don't think it's good for business. But, like, once the games start not happening because people have COVID, it's going to fucking suck.
Yeah, and I also, like, elements of the bubble were pretty depressing.
Yes.
And it's going to kind of be like that. Like, I sort of think that beyond the pandemic, this is probably like as fragile as people in America have felt since maybe like World War II? Is that a good example of people who are just really psychologically on edge? And I just sort of feel like that compared to sort of like the accelerated sort of like disdain for other people created by the internet is going to make this sort of an ugly season for fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll be a little too bitter. I just kind of feel like, I don't know. I don't see a lot of like really uplifting outcomes from coming from this season. Yeah.
No.
So, but again, we're going to get into it. We're going to get those division previews in there. I'm working on my spreadsheet for Patreon subscribers of hotspots in NBA. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm not. Why did I even start to say that? I was just going to say no. Yeah. So, but I will say that impressively enough, like while I'm not that confident in the actual season and in the season and the logistics and the travel, I am still completely convinced that the part of the NBA where we really live, the stories, the events, that will never stop. It is like a self-generating machine of these amazing people. Like just this week, Paul George trashed his own team.
I guess we should talk about that, right?
I mean, just briefly, but like, I mean, it wasn't really that interesting, except just that, like, it's amazing that Paul George was like, people need to hear from me. People need to know why nothing was my fault last year. I scored nearly a dozen points in the game where we got eliminated.
Well, the other thing that Paul George did is everything he was saying in that clip from All the Smoke was running exactly counter to what came out in The Athletic today, where he was like, we didn't practice, that's why we lost. And then The Athletic piece was like, players were complaining because Kawhi and Paul George were in charge, basically left in charge of when practices were, and they were always canceling practice.
Also, it's funny that the players, the anonymous Clippers players quoted, still made a point to say like, hey, it was actually fine that Kawhi didn't practice. Everyone hated that these two superstars didn't practice, and then three people are like, no, you know, Kawhi's earned this. He's, you know, he's won some titles. We respected him. Also, it came out that Paul George has one friend on the Clippers, and his name is Reggie Jackson.
Well, they re-signed him, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it was lonely. Well, yeah, and then when you think back, you're like, wow, it's weird that the guy nobody liked in Oklahoma City and Detroit is the one person Paul George wants to spend all his time with. And then you think, wait, Reggie Jackson wasn't even on the Clippers until mid-February. So Mr. Los Angeles himself, Paul George, kind of didn't talk to anyone for 4 months. Is that what happened?
Very weird.
But that's why they call him Popularity P. Okay.
Speaking of other news, Sean, has anyone had a worse offseason like that didn't involve like ultra serious crime than Malik Beasley? This is one of the weirdest off seasons I think I've ever had and I've ever read about. And that includes his off season last year where he got beat up by that Denver Broncos player
in his own apartment.
Yeah. Who was sleeping with his wife. Yeah.
Wait, that guy was sleeping with his wife.
Apparently.
Oh man, this is not a great relationship, Malik. Well, so Malik Beasley, yeah, Sua Cravens, who is, like, not even a football player I think I've heard of.
No, I believe the Broncos cut him, like, 2 days later.
Yeah, it actually was not about his wife. It was about an Instagram model named Montana Yao.
Oh, I thought it was... No, yeah, Montana Yao, isn't that Malik Beasley's wife?
Don't think that's his wife.
I think it is, yeah, Malik Beasley's wife, Montana Yao. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Or partner. I don't know if that's. Anyway. Yeah, it's Malik Beasley's wife. Yeah.
You're You're right. So he earlier this summer had a troubling legal situation where he was caught with like a pound of weed in his house. But that's like, I mean, whatever. He's rich. But
we should mention
brandished like
yeah.
A family doing a parade of homes tour stopped their car outside his house, and he came out with an assault rifle and yelled at him to get off his property. And then they found 2 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah. More importantly, though, what was with the 2 pounds?
So that's bad. That's not good.
Bad. More importantly, though, what's the weird thing that was with the 2 pounds of marijuana?
Illegal guns?
No.
Something else?
Yeah. A note with directions of how to smoke the marijuana.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. Which is like, I don't even know. It's really hard for me to, I just don't know. Okay, so first, instructions on how to smoke weed.
Yeah.
Guns, not great. But you know what? The Timberwolves still extended him because they needed a seventh guard.
But yeah, bad. Very bad. It was bad crime. But also, instructions of how to smoke weed, weird. That's strike one of weird off-season, I would say.
And then, okay, so recently, seems like the heat's gone down. He's going to get suspended for a couple games. This week, there was a picture of him, pictured holding hands with another NBA luminary.
Mm-hmm.
It is Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Larsa Pippen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is
formerly the paramour of Future and I guess Tristan Thompson allegedly.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I mean, who knows what's going on there? But but even though that was happening and his wife was not happy about him being pictured holding hands with Larsa Pippen and apparently telling her he wanted to treat her like a queen, he was also emailing an additional mistress / potential mistress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that letter or DMs or whatever leaked. And it's an incredible piece of writing.
And it is. Absolutely 100%. But I also want to point out this is all, look, we don't normally cover stuff on like this on this show. Usually we ignore it. But the letter's so weird.
Letter is what.
Yeah. But I also want to point out the person I feel real bad for in this situation. Obviously, I feel bad for Montana Yao. I feel bad for everybody involved. But I feel the worst for Scottie Pippen Jr., whose season started this week and was playing really well. And now he's got to deal with this on Twitter all day.
By the way, happy birthday, Malik Beasley. Just turned 24. Congratulations.
Like, Scottie Pippen Jr. had to react to... It's a headline in the New York Post. Scottie Pippen Jr. reacts to mom Larsa Pippen, Malik Beasley date controversy.
Isn't Larsa Pippen... Oh, she's only 46. I was going to say she's twice his age, but she's only 22 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to Larsa Pippen. Although until he turned 24 last week, so the letter, we've decided that neither of us can really do justice to this incredible letter, right?
Not at all. But luckily, look, we don't have the sultry romantic vibes in our voice. That is not what you and I are wooing style. Is not in our voices. I know that's surprising. Hi.
What?
So
I talk to girls.
Was Robin Lopez is here? But luckily,
he's happily with a partner.
His dog Muppet. All right. But luckily, we do know someone. It's a very funny comedian, very talented artist. He was the only person I could think of to read you Malik Beasley's letter to his mistress? Question mark. the his mistress that is not Larsa Pippen. And that is, of course, the wickedly talented Greg Edwards. You can buy his amazing art. He has a Redline series at gregedwardsart.com. That's amazing. It features neighborhoods and famous people where they're from and their Redline neighborhoods. Really great. Also the Black Flag series. Great art. Buy it at gregedwards.com. You can also buy his stand-up comedy albums at gregcomedy.com or follow him on Twitter at Greg the Grouch. Here is Greg Edwards as Malik Beasley trying to woo your little hearts out.
Mia Moore. What's up, beautiful? Sorry it took so long to actually send this message. I wanted to make sure everything was worded right. Look, I'm just going to tell you the truth. My baby mama is in my life. We have love through the fact that we have a son. She is the mother of my child, and I will always respect her and put her first, because if I die, she's going to be the one watching them. Probably the same with you. If me and you had a little Alina running around 10 years, that would be what it would be. Right now, we just planting the seed, and we're going to see where that goes. I don't know exactly, but I do know you're working at DTC for a reason, to pay bills and do what you need to do. It shows you a strong woman. I want to know your needs, girl. I want to talk late with you. I want you to watch me play, etc. If you let me, I can take care of you monthly, if you know what I mean. What I want is to smoke with you, be inside you, laugh with you, get crazy with you. I want to send you flowers. I want to help your daughter. If you need another phone to talk to me, I'll do that. Just whatever has to be done. I don't want you to lose your daughter, and I don't want to lose my son. We just focusing on me and you, but still desire our needs. I real deal don't want you working there anymore. I want you to myself, besides you know who. But if you could do that, you can focus more and not worry about other shit. That's what I'm looking for. If you don't want to be involved, that's fine. But know I care about you. You will forever have a secret admirer. Poppy.
All right, thanks again to Greg. Thanks again, Malik Beasley.
We'll probably again, play Larsa that again Pippen. On Valentine's. Yeah, we'll probably play that again on Valentine's Day.
Probably, yeah. Thanks again to Montana Yao. Thanks again to, what was the Denver Broncos guy name?
Sua, I don't remember.
Sua Cravens.
Oh, Cravens.
Yeah, and thanks again, of course, to Notes That Tell Me How to Smoke the Weed that I have that I keep next to it in case I forget. Sean, we had a trade. Time for the trade drop.
Trades. That's right, we're talking about trades.
/ Capspace URLs, you remember? We talk about Capspace all the time in the program. / Capspace. Let them know that you came from us. Limited time only, terms apply.
Protected picks.
You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. That's wix.com/woj, W-O-J, to get 10% off.
Rights to euros that are never coming.
Enter code NBA at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Expiring salaries.
If you missed it, we launched the Recapables Billions podcast on our Recapables feed.
Treating people like their assets and not people.
ZipRecruiter.com/lowpost, L-O-W-E post. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Even robots know that basketball is a business, so players shouldn't have feelings because of business. Trades.
Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the funniest trade in NBA history?
Oh, it's amazing. Because what's great about it is that it's the concept of it has been floating around like as an idea, as a joke, as like sort of like, you know what this feels like to me, even though it's not directly parallel?
What?
This is to me like a panic wedding.
Mm-hmm.
because they're both signing on to these guys for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the only real connection is that it's like they're sort of similar on paper. Like, well, they're both owed a lot of money. Mm-hmm.
They're both athletic and play the same position.
I mean, one guy is sort of like, well, yeah, they're both like great athletes. One of them has played a few more games than the other in the past 2 years.
I would actually say one of them is better than the other one, but aesthetically, I like the other one. Does that make sense? The worst one?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. And I felt the same way and was in fact like a big defender of this person. I don't even really think badly of him either.
What's the trade? Sean?
The trade is the Houston Rockets, Tillman Fertitta's Houston Rockets trade Russell Westbrook to Ted Leonsis / Ian McKay's
Ian McKay, sorry.
Washington Wizards for John Wall and a 2023 lottery protected first round pick. The protection's slowly diminished, but it will be a first round pick. Mm-hmm. I think by 2026, probably.
Yeah.
So that was the deal. Houston got a pick back.
So I guess we have to have our Russell Westbrook versus John Wall argument here, right? Which player would you rather have?
Oh, I mean, Russell Westbrook.
Right. But which player do you like watching more?
John Wall.
Yeah. I mean,
the answer to this is completely because John Wall hasn't played in like 2 years, tore his ACL and destroyed his knee. Am I correct in all of those things?
Didn't he also like fall down?
Well, he hurt himself. He tore his ACL
in his house
while he was rehabbing the other injury. I mean, you can speculate about what John Wall may or may not have been on at that time, but he was definitely on like pain medication.
Oh, for sure. There's been plenty of pictures of John Wall that appear that he's on pain medication. So.
And also apparently,
and also television interviews.
A doctor said that he has looked a little bit intoxicated from time to time.
Yeah.
Since 2018
charming.
Where that photo was taken.
Well, and then there was also that interview, I believe, with Stephen A. Smith, where he kept his sunglasses on the whole time. Remember?
What happened to John Wall? Just to recap, 2019 season, he's out with a heel injury. After being out for like 2 months, he just has he had removed what was called a bone spur the size of a Lego. Mm-hmm. And that was apparently like rubbing up against his Achilles tendon for years.
Yeah, that's not great.
And then right after he had the surgery, he slipped in the shower, apparently. And then did tear his Achilles. So maybe the bone spur was the only thing stabilizing the Achilles at that point. Mm-hmm. And now he didn't play since then. So he hasn't played in, like 2 calendar years. But I always really enjoyed him, even though that Beal Wall pairing was like, yeah, they're probably going to lose in the second round this year.
You know who the big winner of this trade is, though?
Bradley Beal?
No, the Houston area strippers.
Oh my God! Because Wall and Harden.
Wall and Harden, yeah. Two guys famous for spending lots and lots of money in strip clubs.
Do you think John Lucas has already called John Wall?
I don't want to think about that.
I'm just saying. It seems like there's a certain extent where Houston is like the most almost like lowdown party city. You know what I mean? Like there's so many strip clubs, like there's a genre of music basically inspired by codeine. You know what I mean? Like you can't always say that about other cities. But just on paper, like I sort of get it for both teams. Like Westbrook is definitely Okay, there is an argument that the Washington Wizards are like the most forgettable franchise of the past 40 years.
40?
Well, like, I just... Okay, so they won the title in 78.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly couldn't tell you more than a handful of their players between then and Michael Jordan.
Well...
But it's like a handful. Like, I don't
yeah.
like when were the Bullets kind of good? I don't know. They had Moses Malone. Mm-hmm. They had Calvert Chaney. They drafted Rasheed Wallace. At one point they had Chris Webber and Juwan Howard reunited,
mm-hmm.
but kind of nobody cared.
You're forgetting about some height freaks too.
Well, yeah, they had Marissa on. They had Manute Bol, but like for a year.
Mm-hmm. They also drafted Muggsy Bogues.
Uh-huh.
It's
just, but like, I don't have a good sense of when those people were on the, what's the most memorable?
Sheed was on their team.
Yeah. Very briefly. Yeah. Like Chris Webber's there and no one like remembers his career in Washington at all. It feels like he went from Michigan to the Warriors. He blew up the team. And then 5 years later,
he ended up
in Sacramento. Yeah. Like it's like. He got like arrested for pot at one point. I think he made like one all-star team. At one point they were trying to start like Webber, Howard, and Murison at the same time, I think. But it's like there's not even that many memorable busts.
Well, but what I will say is in the early 2000s, they had one of the most fun teams in the NBA.
Yeah, that's true. They had the, you know what? That's fair. Actually, I just feel like there's a black hole between like 80 and 2000.
Sure.
Because Gilbert Arenas, wildly entertaining.
John Wall, wildly entertaining.
John Wall, Bradley Beal. Yeah. You know what? That's right. But I just, it's weird. It's just weird that it feels like there's 20 years where we're not sure what even happened in that city.
Well, what I'm going to tell you right now is I was talking about this in the Discord today, available patreon.com/roundrockpod. To me, this trade makes no sense for the Rockets and makes 100 million sense for the Wizards.
Yes.
Because that's Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal are a playoff team in the East. They are Caron Butler and Gilbert Arenas. Reincarnated, a real fun seven seed. Let's do it.
Also, the Wizards last year were not a good team, but they'd occasionally put up like 140 points.
Yeah.
And they have definitely upgraded in scoring with mm-hmm. this deal. So now you've got like a lot of fun dudes who maybe can't play any defense, but love to run and score. So you have like, you know, Westbrook and Beal, mm-hmm. Bertans and Thomas Bryant. Again, not known for his rim protection, but pretty effective scorer. And I wonder.
And the
like,
prince of the IDF on the wing.
Right. But then, yeah, you've got Denny and Rui, like two weirdo, like are a Japanese and Israeli forward rotation.
They really anyway, need just... some help on the wing, though. You know who else is there, though, Sean? Your friend.
Troy Brown Jr.?
No, oh. Your friend. Robin Lopez.
Oh, yeah, Robin Lopez is there. I just, like, especially because that John Wall deal had, what, 3 more years to go?
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know.
Really it might
know.
Be more.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm going to look it up. I don't care.
Look, I don't care how much a billionaire is paying anyone this year. That's my new thing. Fuck contracts. Get them out
Although
of here.
Although I do think John Wall may have gotten a trade kicker.
No, they ended up waiving it because it was so far over this year's salary cap.
I mean, that would have just been insane.
He didn't waive it. No, the NBA waived it because it was so far above the max. It they couldn't physically pay it.
John Wall just doesn't get that. That sucks. Adam Silver should have to pay him the percentage of that list. But
Bonga, baby, Bonga's fun. Love Bonga.
What a fun ass team. Yeah. Like again, not really a contender, but I think that's a playoff team.
Yeah. I agree.
And Russell Westbrook, like individually, is probably like the most compelling. You know, John Wall is really good, but Westbrook is like on a little bit of a different level, I think.
It is so crazy they still have Jan Mahimny on the roster.
Well, he's been doing a lot of visualization exercises, Joey, with virtual reality, right? I think he's off the roster now.
I'm looking at Wizards roster, the NBA.com/Wizards roster right now, and he's on here. I mean, they might not have updated it, but...
Well, his deal expired, at least. Maybe he's coming back.
Anyway.
Why not bring him back at this point?
Let's talk about this from the Rockets aspect. Uh-huh. Let's assume John Wall is going to play and is healthy, because that's more fun.
Okay, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How do he and Harden fit together?
I feel like James Harden does not like to run, and by which I mean ever. I'm not just talking about in like a basketball up right. and down fast break sense. I don't think he likes to move that fast ever. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a little bit of a limit. It's fun. Like I do think, obviously, John Wall's athleticism is going to be diminished. Mm-hmm. what a controversial hot take that was from me. But I kind of think he's the kind of guy who was so athletic that obviously he's not going to be the same kind of just unreal shot blocking mm-hmm. dunker.
He's not jumping on top of a folding table, saving a basketball, which is still the most amazing thing I've ever seen anyone do on a basketball court.
Yeah. It's really crazy. But I still think he will be able to dunk. You know what I mean? Like so that part.
But will
it...
he be able to do anything else? Because here's the kind of bummer thing about John Wall. John Wall came out of college and it was like, oh my God, this guy is like if Russell Westbrook were an amazing passer. Uh-huh. And then he got to the NBA and sort of stopped passing to people.
Well, he ended up on a team where...
Because that was the thing that rubbed Beal the wrong way. Remember, they would do the, like, he'd get hurt, and then Thomas Satoransky would be their point guard, and then they'd win, like, 4 games in a row, and they'd all, like, shade John Wall in the media about how, like, it's better because they're sharing the ball.
I just don't believe that. Like, I just don't believe it's true. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I don't think they were better off without John Wall.
Right. No, I agree with that. I just mean, how does that vibe with are the Rockets, if James Harden's even still there, is it just going to be watching two guys dribble the air out of the ball for?
I do not think that their styles match. By the way, Basketball Reference says that John Wall's nickname is Optimus Dime.
Well, that is frankly incredible.
Yeah, that rules. How did I not know that was his nickname? I mean, John Wall gets tons and tons of assists and tons and tons of steals. It does not seem like the ideal person you would pair with James Harden, however. Mm-hmm. But maybe they're not going to be like bombing away from three as much anymore. But I think they will, probably.
I have no idea. Weird trade!
I mean, it makes so much sense for... Like, I get it for Houston, but I kind of don't at the same time, like...
I mean, they just wanted to get rid of one of their upset players.
Yeah, I guess they were... I guess he was pretty unhappy.
Yeah. Wait, why? John Wall's other nickname is Tupac?
I don't... Who knows? But yeah, he did like, I found him extremely compelling as a playoff performer, both like...
Yeah, when he jumped on the scoring table, that ruled against the Celtics.
In 2017, he averaged 27-10 for the playoffs.
Okay, Sean, Russell Westbrook has 3 nicknames according to Basketball Reference. Okay. Can you name all 3?
Does Russ count?
Yes, Russ is one of them.
Brody?
The Brody, but yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah. The third one's the hard one. I'll tell you right now, I've never heard anyone call him this.
Okay, Admiral Triple Double.
No. Beast Brook.
I got that. The problem is that Eastbrook is the last name.
Uh-huh.
So, doesn't work. Nope.
I'm calling shenanigans on that one. Anyway, I think Washington should be excited, but a little sad. I think I still think John Wall was your guy, you know, it was, I'm sure it was time for things to end, you know?
Yeah.
But
I mean, John Wall, once they heard they were trying to trade him, he was like, get me out of here.
Yeah. It's not really that sad because he wasn't there for 2 years, but also it's just sad because he really was awesome. Like,
yeah.
Like a really, truly cool player. But also Russell Westbrook is a truly cool player. So it's not, you know, if you're going to say goodbye to your firstborn son, at least just like we learned in the movie Face Off, you just want to replace that kid with a similar kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're fine.
I just hope Mo Wagner once again leads the NBA in shooting percentage.
Yeah, just a delightfully strange team.
Gonna be fun. All right, we went an hour. I guess this isn't really a bonus episode, but let's do some reader mail, and free listeners, we'll leave you here. Us over at Round Ball Rocks on patreon.com/roundrockpod. Round Ball Rock.
$5 a month to get the bonus episodes. You can get in that hot Discord for three. And, you know, buy a t-shirt. We have new t-shirt designs, so check them out.
And Patreon listeners, we'll see you right after this drop.
This is Round Ball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it Reader Mail? It is confusing for robots.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.